try to negotiate if it's a hot market, and good luck with negotiating. But if you can close one or two and you get these wholesalers to start sending you deals, you start getting a constant deal flow.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, this is Javier, your host of the Naked Truth about real estate investing. And today I'm going to talk about the easiest strategy on how to find off-market properties. By far, the cheapest, probably going to cost you zero money, and the quickest. The cheapest, the quickest, the bestest. I don't even know how to, that's even a word. But anyways, how do you do it? Look, go to your local RIA, okay? Let's just talk about you're going to buy a single family house. Go to your local RIA, okay? And start networking with all the wholesalers, right? A wholesaler is basically somebody who goes out and they get a contract and then they sell that contract to you for a fee and it's at a discount because they know you got to make money. So they're going to give it to you at a good price so you can rehab it and make money. So that's called a wholesaler, right? Go network with these wholesalers, especially even if you got a new one out there. Network with them because eventually they're going to catch a house. And once that wholesaler has that house, they start to panic. They're like, holy crap, what am I going to do with this now? Right. And if you connected with them and you're constantly sending them text messages or email, put them on an email campaign, email drip campaign, all your wholesalers, hey, I'm looking for a house. Hey, I have 250K cash. Even if you don't, just put that on the subject line. Hey, I'm looking for a house. Looking for a house. And then they'll start sending you houses. Do the same thing on your local Facebook groups or your state Facebook groups. Say, hey guys, I got 250 cash. You know, I just sold a house. I just refinanced. I got a bonus. I just pulled it out of my ass. Whatever. You got $250,000. Stop telling people. Start telling them you have 250K cash. Even if you don't have it, doesn't matter, right? And you start getting some deals. Put it on Facebook, the groups, everywhere. Just start posting every single day. And trust me, you will start to get some deal flow. That by far is the easiest way, cheapest way, quickest way to start getting deal flow, okay, from wholesalers without spending any money on marketing. Now, you are going to pay a fee, right? And doesn't matter how much, if the number makes sense for you as a rental, as a flip, or whatever the hell you want to do with it, right? Just pay it, right? Of course, try to negotiate all the time. If the wholesaler tells you, hey, it's 200K, you'd be like, hey, I'll give you, you know, I think it worked for me at 160. Let's see what he says, right? I mean, he might be coming down to like crunch time and he needs to close in 10 days. He'd be like, hey, I'll do 175. You close in 10 days. You're like, done. Right. Or you'd be like, hey, I can do 170 and close in 10 days. Right. You can just keep negotiating until, you know, you get the best price. So try to negotiate if it's a hot market and good luck with negotiating. But if you can close one or two and you get these wholesalers to start sending you deals, start getting a constant deal flow. You can even take these guys out to lunch, buy them some basketball tickets, spend $100, $200, and just build that relationship with them. And I have a friend who does that. You know, he flips over 100 properties a year. So, and he gets most of his properties from wholesalers in his local market. So that by far is the quickest, easiest, cheapest way to get off market deals without you really doing any work. You got a full-time job. You don't want to start another business. Cause if you want to get off market properties, it's another business. It's a sales and a marketing business. It's like a whole new business. Got nothing to do with flipping or rentals. It's just a sales and marketing business. And that takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, and it does take some money. And if you can get the deal flow without that, I definitely recommend that if the numbers make sense for you. So connect with wholesalers in your area, local meetups, and the Facebook groups. Then you get their email and you text them and you follow up with them all the time. You tell them you got money. All the time, you're looking for more properties. Don't be once 6 months, right? I'm talking about like every couple of weeks, you're reaching out and you're reaching out and you're reaching out. Okay? So that's a quick tip from me. I am your host. Don't lose your shirt. Till next time.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel, take a picture, send it to us, let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.